when it came to all these different experiences, I decided that, okay, I wanted to test out Kirlian photography. Now, you remember me being on here last time telling you about how that we have the phantom leaf phenomenon,
right?
Which is a ghostly phenomenon. And basically, you pass electricity through a leaf, and you get a corona around it, and then you tear the leaf away except for the stem and photograph it again, and sometimes the leaf will appear.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not physically there. So we decided we were going to do an experiment in which we had Tom produce a knockout on a person to see if, while that person was having the knockout, if he was clearly in photograph, there would be a difference. And so I was up there with lemur researchers Dean Warzing and Joe Southards. So Joe Southards, Joe's a big guy. I mean, he's like 6'5", you know, very, very formidable man. So we took a Kirlian photograph of his finger, and you saw this corona of light around it, and which is normal. And then for the first time in history, we made a Kirlian photograph of him at the moment of being knocked out with this chi energy, which also included a little tap on a pressure point. And we got this amazing, inexplicable picture. I've got it posted right now on my personal website, joshuapwarren.com, and there's no period after the P. It's joshuapwarren.com. It's linked up there from your website. In this picture, you actually see two of these images of the corona. It's almost like that you have two electrical discharges coming from the finger. It's like we double exposed it, but we didn't. It's not a blur from you know, emotion. And that's what you might think, that, okay, a guy's getting knocked out, he's moving, there's going to be... No, two distinct images have appeared. And it leads me to believe that when you have this kind of chi excitement, if your bioenergy field, which is very measurable, is somehow disrupted, that it almost creates a quantum effect, because we know, for example, there have been many cases now in which a singular particle has been photographed twice, and they photographed it in two different places at the same time. Now, how does all this relate to the ghostly? Well, it seems to me that if your chi is there, your bioenergy is there, to make you aware of the environment around you, that at the very same time, your bioenergy might also be somehow accessing other realms, other places. And that is where we look into this mind-body relationship. And a good example of that is up in Chicago, the ghost of Resurrection Mary. Are you familiar with Resurrection Mary, George?
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah. It's one of the most typical kind of hitchhiker ghost stories.
Yeah, for those who don't know, very quickly, tell us.
Yeah, well, in the 1930s, young woman, she got in an argument with her boyfriend at a ballroom, went outside, and was going to hitchhike. She got hit by a car and killed. And so they buried her in Resurrection Cemetery. And to this day, there are some pretty credible reports from people who say that they have not only seen her, but that they have picked her up, and that they have, you know, taken her to some destination, and then she disappears. And it's a very troubling situation, because you can imagine how disturbing it is to sit there and talk to a woman, you know, and then she disappears. So across from Resurrection Cemetery, there is this little bar. It's been on a lot of TV shows. It's called Chet's Melody Lounge, and it's the only place that's open late at night in that area next to the cemetery. And so obviously, when people see Resurrection Mary at night, a lot of times they're so freaked out, they have to tell somebody. So they drive to this bar and they go inside and, you know, they sit down and want to tell the story. In fact, they keep a Bloody Mary on the counter at all times there and in honor of this. So I decided I was going to go into this place, and I went in there, and I ended up talking to two people who were at the bar who had seen Resurrection Mary. And so I talked to them both about the experience, and one of them was a very typical one. young lady, she was probably in her 20s, told me that she went out, she was there at the bar one night, she went into the parking lot, and she sat down in her car, closed the door, and she looked in her rearview mirror, and she saw a woman standing behind the car. And this woman was dressed in white. She had kind of a glow around her, very, you know, feminine, distinct, clear face, and then the woman disappeared. And that is much more common than people actually seeing the ghost. And as I talked to this woman more and more, she started to tell me that she had worked with energy in the past, that she had tried.
Here we go, right?
Focus the bioenergy, focus her chi. She even now thinks of herself as a clairvoyant. So I was taking all this in, absorbing it, and trying to look at a kind of techniques for what is common between these people who have these ghostly experiences and people who have these attachments around them. And there are some very simple things that I found. And before I get into those, I will tell you that you see also pictures that will follow you, that appear over and over, of something that is sort of appearing around you that looks like some kind of a misty or bright form that occurs just before a paranormal experience happens. I was at Hull House up there, for example, and Hull House was the inspiration for Rosemary's Baby. And Hull House is a place where supposedly in the early 1900s there was this guy who said, you know, he had rather have the devil's baby than take a picture down of the Virgin Mary or something along those lines. And so anyway, his wife gave birth to this baby that had horns and scaly skin. And you'll see that, you know, there's this big, bright, glowing orb of light that appeared over my head when I went to Hull House. And it's not uncommon for that to happen. But you know what's weird? I drank a whole bottle of Gatorade before I went to the house. Now, I know you got to be asking yourself, why in the heck does Gatorade matter? But I started thinking about it. And every time I drink a lot of Gatorade, there are ghostly images that appear around me. This didn't make any sense to me until I started going up there and doing the energy work. It turns out that the potassium in Gatorade actually accentuates the electrolytes in your body. And it makes your body more electrically conductive. And some people just take potassium pills. I mean, you can go and buy a bottle of potassium pills that are, you know, 1,000 milligrams.
Supplements, yeah.
And, yeah, you just, you know, when you take these things, your body becomes so electrically active that it's easier to produce telekinetic effects. In fact, some people who consider themselves telekinetics, they will take a lot of potassium before they will sit down to do an exercise. And so it seems like that, and that's one of the basic, you know, principles here. If you take potassium, if you drink substances that have a lot of potassium in them, or eat things, whatever, however
and
you want to put
it's safe for you, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, there's no danger from, you know, ingesting potassium. It makes your body more electrically conductive.
Get it from bananas, too, you know.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Bananas are a good source of potassium. I mean, a lot of fruits have potassium in them. And it seems like that now that we are learning and defining and documenting more and more, that there is some relationship between your body energy and these things that manifest around you. Potassium is a very important substance. People who see ghosts ingest